السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. Ulama Ikram, respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. As we discussed last Thursday, that in this majalis of zikr, the whole purpose is to light up the fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with His fazal and ihsan, is causing the fire of the muhabbat of his and that of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to light up in many, many hearts through these majalis. People are listening in different parts of the world on the internet and streaming, and we are getting very good feedbacks. It is all Allah Ta'ala's fazal, and it is the du'as of our akabir and mashayikh. So in tonight's majlis of zikr also, we will once again have an Arch Sharif, because these are the days when people are proceeding to Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyiba. Which Haji Sahib will ever say that since the visit to Madina Sharif is not part of the Hajj, so therefore I will not be going to Madina Sharif? Will any Haji ever say that? The Haji will say that even though I may have to walk on my head and go, but I will make sure that I visit Madina Sharif and make ziyarat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in fact it is mentioned that if the person makes Hajj and then goes to Madina Sharif for ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he gets the reward of a double Hajj. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that man zarani ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati. The person who has visited me or visits me after my passing away is like the person who visits me in my lifetime. And then who could ever have been a Muslim if it had not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ihsan, if it had not been for his kindness, if it had not been for the sacrifices that he made, would we have been sitting here tonight believing in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and believing in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as the last and final messenger, and believing in the day of judgment, believing in life after death, or believing in all the angels and the books and the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, and in taqdeer and all other things that we have to believe in, would anybody have been believing? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ziyarat, it may not be like part of the Hajj. Hajj is something different. But it will be every Haji's desire and every Muslim's desire that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him the opportunity, then not once but repeatedly he would like to present himself at the Rauza Mubarak and read Salat and Salam at the Rauza Mubarak, so that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam responds personally to his salam. We are told that when we are making salam to someone, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then it is not just a greeting, it is a dua. It is a big dua that we are giving to that person. It is not like the good morning, good evening and good afternoon. Many a times we are taking a walk, or in our business association with people, or in our professions where they are non-Muslims. There is nothing wrong, you make the person, or you greet the person morning, afternoon, evening. Now what is morning, afternoon? It is morning. Does it need any kind of explanation now? the person has got eyes, unless of course he's blind. He knows it's morning, he knows it's afternoon, he knows it's evening. And even if the person said good morning, good afternoon and good evening, then it means that the person said your morning must be good, but I don't know about your afternoon. For your afternoon I must be good, but as far as the evening is concerned, if you meet up with an accident and die, I don't care. So the greetings of all other nations, there's nothing in it. We just make morning, evening, afternoon. One Hindu postman used to bring post for Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. And there when they say adab, then it means that he is showing respect and he is greeting. Because that's the greeting in their faith. One of the greetings, adab. So Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, because it was his old age and he is lying down, as his postman will bring the post and he say adab, he say I used to reply, adab, come press my legs. Because adab means to press. So he say, he used to say adab means greetings. And in response I used to say adab. So now he thought I'm greeting him and responding to his greeting. In the meantime I used to take the meaning, come press my legs. I've got ache on my legs. So if we in our salam are giving dua, so imagine Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, when we are presenting salam there. And of course wherever we are, Allah Ta'ala made that arrangement, because we are ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. So nobody must have any kind of objection on the day of Qiyamah that, oh Allah, I did not have the money to go to Medina Sharif. So how was I to convey salam to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appointed special angels and they carry the salam. The Ruh Sharif salam when we read, they carry it so speedily that we can't even understand what kind of speed that must be. If there is such speed in our communication, the cell phone technology and all other technology, then what must be the speed of those angels? The moment we read here the Ruh Sharif, it was conveyed there. So and so, the son of so and so recited salat and salam upon you. So if he responds with wa alaykum as-salam, what kind of dua that person is getting? So when we are reading salat and salam, when we are reading Durud Sharif in abundance, we are doing ourselves a favor. We are repeatedly getting the reply of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and in that reply there is dua. May Allah Ta'ala give you salamati. Salamati in this world, salamati in the qabr, salamati in the akhirat. May you enter into Jannat with salamati. May you have no problem in your home, in your business, in your family life and in all other aspects of your life. But of course it is then dependent on that person fulfilling the obligations of that salam and the reply of that salam. You can't be on the one hand sending salam and then purposely do everything that is displeasing to that very beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of ours. How can the person be one side expressing his love and on the other hand doing exactly that which is displeasing to him, engaging in those sins which even shaitan becomes ashamed of. So Naat Sharif is also an ibadat. And in this majlis of zikr, as I said, we don't have great philosophy and academic discussion. We take the name of Allah Ta'ala. We repeat the same things. I mentioned the other night in Welcome also, that the drips that they give to the patient, it is the same drop, or it is that same medication that is going drop by drop into the bloodstream of the patient. Drop by drop. Sometimes it takes 3 hours, sometimes it takes more, sometimes it takes less. But it is exactly the same thing. Now no patient there has the right to tell the doctor, why don't you take the whole lot and put it into me one time? What must I keep watching this drip? One drop, one second drop, third drop, and carrying on and on. He will say that this has to go into the body like that, gradually. Otherwise, if you give it in one injection, then instead of being beneficial, it may cause harm. But it is having an effect. Drop by drop, it's having an effect. So we should not think that we attended so many majalis, what has happened? Something has happened, but we don't realize it immediately. The seed of the mango is planted today, but if the tree will only bear fruit, we don't know how many years later. But if the tree was not planted, how will that, if the seed was not planted, how will the tree grow? And how will it give fruits? When we are filling petrol in our tanks, then when the Bowser boy starts shaking the bonnet or the car, and then he says it's full, full. So when did it get full? It got full with the last drop. But would that last drop have filled the tank if the first drop didn't go in there? And the second didn't go. And the 100th didn't go. So the last drop only came in there because there was a first, second, third, and it carried on like that. So with sincerity, if a person goes on listening, goes on making the effort to make amal, Allah Ta'ala will show it to him in his own life, what kind of changes come. We were doing that subject, I had started a discussion, and we called it the baby of taqwa, and I think we left it halfway. Couple months are gone, that baby is not born yet. We will have to start again with that. Some people might have thought it's a miscarriage. You don't know what happened to that baby. There's no miscarriage. This baby is taking a little longer than the normal babies. So we were discussing how after conception, all the different stages, and I don't know which stage we had reached. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, then we'll come back to that. So once again tonight, a beautiful Naat Sharif. ND 380-834. 380-834. Somebody wants to come out, please move your car. As I've repeatedly said, it's not the voice. Listen to the words and the meaning. And picture yourself as a Rosa Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us this power of imagination. As I have repeatedly said, that the same things, if you use it correctly, it can make, take you to high stages. And if we use it incorrectly, it takes you to the depths of Jahannam and fire of hell. Love is a word that is used throughout the world. But the same word love, it is used in different contexts. And for some people, it will take them to the bottom of Jahannam. The illicit love relationships and all the other fantasizing and other things that people engage in. Allah Ta'ala must make maaf. But that will take the person to the bottom of the fire of hell. And the same word love for Allah Ta'ala, love for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love for the Quran Sharif Tilawat, love for Zikrullah, love for service of deen and service of mankind, service of the poor and needy and destitute and orphans and widows, love for fulfillment of the rights of parents, wives, children. Now that same word love we are using, love for one's parents, love for one's wife, love for one's business, that it must be halal. Now that will take the person to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Same thing. One side is taking the person to the bottom of the fire of hell, and the other side is taking the person to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to use this double-edged sword correctly.
Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada a gaya, tishna kaam a gaya. Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada a gaya, tishna kaam a gaya. Gham galat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi. غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada aa gaya tishna kaam aa gaya gham galat ho gaye maasiyat dul gayi maghfirat aafiyat ka payam aa gaya say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever presents himself at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever kind of grief and whatever kind of sorrow and whatever kind of pain he may have, but when the person is standing there and saying, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, knowing very well that the greatest after Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is just 1 or 2 meters away from him. Resting place of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, when you're standing in front there, is just 2-3 meters away. Where can you come closer than this? So, gham ghalat ho gaye. No matter what kind of pain, what kind of suffering, what kind of worries and what kind of sorrows, the moment he is there, and he knows that in front of him there is the greatest after Allah. And he is listening to my salam. And he is responding to the salam. Gham ghalat ho gaya. All his worries are forgotten. All his pain is gone. All his suffering is shelved. And his sins also, the burden of sins that he came with, the baggage of sins that we present ourselves with when we seek the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And we read the ayat of the Quran Sharif which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I said that it was during his time, but why should we limit it to this? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوا, whoever it may be, I'm just giving you the meaning, just whoever, not only in his time until the day of Qiyamah, if the person is coming to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has come with sins. Which one of us can say that we have got no sin? So the person presents himself and then he himself makes istighfar and tawbah from his sins. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, for astaghfirullah. That is essential, that is necessary that he ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness of his sins. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also seeks forgiveness on his behalf. That means he intercedes on his behalf. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They have found Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very, very forgiving and very, very merciful. So although it was told to them that if at that time anybody had done anything that was wrong and they had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they had asked him to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness on their behalf and they themselves asked for forgiveness, Allah ta'ala was most forgiving and merciful. So we too say the same thing there. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have come with baggage of sins, mountains of sins, oceans of sins. But you are rahmatul lil alameen. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is rabbul alameen. And in between, you are also raufur rahim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is raufur rahim. So in between is this banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ummati of yours. So therefore seek my forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi, sins will be washed away. But repeatedly I've mentioned that sins being washed away does not mean that the rights of people that we have trampled or we have violated, if somebody has embezzled funds or somebody has stolen somebody's property or has taken inheritance that wasn't due to him, or anything else that is from the huququl ibad, then he will have to go and fulfill those rights. The sin Allah Ta'ala will now forgive. sin is forgiven, that is a different thing. But it doesn't mean that now those rights are waived off. Namaz, roza, zakat, stand the qazas, pay back whatever is due. But kam ghalat ho gaye maasiyat dhul gayi. Maghfirat afiyat ka payam aa gaya. The message of maghfirat, the message of afiyat. Picture ourselves with the Roza Mubarak. So the message and peyam of maghfirat and afiyat is coming. And our worries are all, have all melted away. Have vanished into thin air. It is the experience of millions of people. When you are standing at the Roza Mubarak and you have made the effort, if we have made the effort to present ourselves also in a condition that will be pleasing to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just think in his lifetime, if he was sitting in the masjid there and we had to go and make salam and musafaha and mu'anaqa, how would we have liked him to look at us? In what kind of garb, what kind of condition? So we must think that when we are presenting ourselves, they also, it is the same. Therefore, make a lot of tawbah and istighfar before presenting at the Roza Mubarak. We are not going into a discussion of that. This is not a Hajj Bayan. Zabt sadqe huwa, hosh qurba huwe. Zabt sadqe huwa, hosh qurba huwe. Do jahan aalame wajd mein aa gaye, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zabt sadqe huwa, hosh qurba huwe, do jahan aalame wajd mein aa gaye, dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do jahan aalame wajd mein aa gaya. Both worlds came into ecstasy and joy and happiness. Dil ko lazzat mili chashm purnam hui. Standing at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the heart got such excitement, such happiness, such joy, such ecstasy, and the eyes also started tearing. Tearing in the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because tears are of different kinds. Tears in pain, tears in suffering, and tears out of love and muhabbat. Sometimes a person meets his beloved child or beloved parents, someone beloved to him after a long, long time. They hug and the tears roll down. Sometimes a person gets some kind of award or some kind of achievement in his life, and the person begins to tear. So here the tears out of the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chashma purnam hui. The eyes welled with tears. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name coming on the tongue is not just the name that's coming on the tongue. As you have heard the Naat Sharif that I recited here many times. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya. Dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya ambiya ka imam aa gaya, aa gaya ambiya ka imam aa gaya, mere haathon mein irfaan ka jaam aa gaya, So zabt satke hua hosh qurba huve jo jahan alam wajd mein aa gaye. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam name comes in the tongue, then it is not just the name that is coming, it is a whole message that is coming. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam name is not just a name, it's a whole message that this is how a Muslim should behave, this is how a Muslim should act, this is how a Muslim should live, this is how he should make his salat, this is how he should give his zakat, this is how he should fast and make hajj, this is how he should conduct his business, a whole peygham, a whole message. And that if you do as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered, ordained and commanded, so then you will get the best of this world also and the best of the hereafter. As long as it is sincerity, there is no nifaq and hypocrisy.
Te jo lene gaye khud kaleem-e khuda, farq ye hai kaleem aur mehboob mein. Te jo lene gaye khud kaleem-e khuda, farq ye hai kaleem aur mehboob mein. Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, wo kalam unka lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya. Wo kalam uska lene gaye tur par, inke ghar khud khuda ka kalam aa gaya.
There is a difference. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went on to tour, his miraj was there. He kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from there he made kalam. And here the kalamullah came into the house of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In so many different places the Quran Sharif was revealed. In the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala now, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's own home and Hujra Mubarak, they also kalamullah ayat are revealed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam miraj also right up. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who can ever really do justice to his praises or to his seerah or even a description of his surah.
बज़्म कौनैन की जब सवारी गई, बज़्म कौनैन की जब सवारी गई, आसमां वो जमीन में सफ़े बिछ गई. बज़्म कौनैन की जब सवारी गई, आसमानो जमीन में सफ़े बिछ गई. अम्बिया आ गए, मुरसली आ गए, मुक्तदी आ चुके तो इमाम आ गया. अम्बिया आ गए, मुरसली आ गए, मुक्तदी आ चुके तो इमाम आ गया.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Mi'raj, we know that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were gathered, and then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that they are waiting you now to make the imamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that he is Sayyidul Mursal. Again, we have discussed all these issues at length in many other majalis. Here we just want to conclude a little bit of the heart and terminate.
Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi ghamzada gaya, tishna kaam aa gaya. Gham galat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi, maghfirat aafiyat ka payam aa gaya. ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشیں، ذکر ساقی کوثر سے اے ہم نشیں، دل کو کچھ لذت و فرحت ایسی ملی. جیسے تسنیم خود سامنے آ گئی، جیسے ہاتھوں میں کوثر کا جام آ گیا. کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی
Ghamzada gaya, tishna kaam a gaya. Gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi. Gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dhul gayi. Maghfirat aafiyat ka payam a gaya. Zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurba huwe. Do jahan aalame wajd mein a gaye. Dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui. Dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya. Dil ko lazzat mili, chashm purnam hui. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahun hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar rahun ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir wirde zuba ae mere ilah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah la ilaha illallah 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 muhammadur rasulullah allah allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalalu Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Oh Allah, we know that we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. We know that our actions and our deeds are such that we deserve the worst of all punishment. If you shake up the earth, if you send the tsunamis, if you send gale force winds, oh Allah, we know we are deserving of all that. But we also know that we are the ummatis of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with rahmatul lil alameen. Ya Allah, we know that you are most forgiving, most merciful, most kind, most loving, most compassionate. You don't like to give punishment and azab. You don't like to send down your wrath and anger. Therefore, my Allah, out of your fazl and kindness and ihsan, looking at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem, we ask you to overlook our sins and our faults. And bless us with the best of dunya, best of akhirah. And although we are deserving of your ghazab and your anger, but we ask you for amnesty, my Allah. Governments of the world give amnesty. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المتصفين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام My beloved Allah My Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, Allah, Allah. Ab tere gunahgar bande, apna haath phailaye hue hai. We sinful servants of yours have extended our begging bowls before you. We are not begging of human beings, my beloved Allah. We are not begging of some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us. We have extended our begging bowls before the one who is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment, my beloved Allah, you are watching us. You are even aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You have witnessed everything that we have done in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, how much of disobedience we engaged. How much of your ni'mat and your bounties we used for your disobedience. And the disobedience of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You blessed us with sight, you blessed us with hearing, with speech, with hands and feet, with heart and mind. You blessed us with wealth, with homes, with transport. So much of food, so much of drink, so much of your namas. Throughout our lives we have made use of your bounties and namas. We cannot exist without them. Yet, Ya Allah, we use those very namas against you. For your disobedience, for your displeasure. How much of our sight, hearing and speech and wealth is used for your displeasure? If there had been any other Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have sent the tsunamis and destroyed us. But how loving you are, how generous you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear. You have still blessed us with our heart, liver and lungs, our sight, our hearing, our speech. Very Allah, tonight, we are expressing great remorse and regret over all the disobedience that we engaged in. Hum sharminda hai, hum nadim hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. We are the ummatis of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy and jealousy. Fill our hearts with the nur of iman, nur of yaqeen, nur of taqwa, nur of tawakkul. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospital, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But that is for the pious ones and the righteous ones. We are not amongst them, my Allah. We are asking you for forgiveness. But even if it is sickness that is a mercy for the pious and the righteous, Ya Allah, whosoever they may be, bless them with shifa. Change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. Change the mercy of poverty to the mercy of good wealth. the mercy of weakness to the mercy of strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove their difficulty. Ya Allah, rizq is in your hands. Why should we go toward haram? Provide for us, my beloved Allah, abundant amount of rizq that is halal. Distance us from all that is haram. Those who are gone for hajj or are planning to go for hajj, make it easy for them. Make their hajj maqbool and mabroor. Accept their tawaf. Accept the safa marwa sa'i. Accept, my beloved Allah, their presentation at Mina. And when they make wukuf at Arafat. And when they are at Muzdalifah. Ay Rabbi Kareem and all the rest of the ibadah. Accept the ziyarat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make those children righteous and pious. Ya Allah, we are living in a world full of fitnas. Storms of fitnas from our right and our left. Fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Hum kidhar jaye? Where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ab to hamara ban ja. Ab to maaf farma. Maaf farma. Maaf farma. How long we are going to remain in the gutters, my Allah? The gutters of sins and vices. The filthy gutters of adultery and fornication. The filthy gutters of porn sites on the internet. The filthy gutters of evil television programs. The filthy gutters, my beloved Allah, of sins and vices. How long? Death is sure to come. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouths for adultery or fornication. Or watching some haram, or in cinemas, discos and theatres, or bottle of wine in our hands. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Don't allow any kind of embarrassment, shame and disgrace to come upon us, or the family, or the ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam dies in a prostitute quarters, or watching some haram, or engaging in adultery and fornication, Ya Allah, the ummah suffers embarrassment. And on the day of Qiyamah, a person will rise as he died. Ah, my Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment to come upon the face of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah because of our sins and vices. How much of sacrifices he made. He was stoned in Taif, his Mubarak shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. He was stored in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. The pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. He bleeds profusely, his teeth are shattered. He is beaten up in the Haram Sharif. Intestines of animals are thrown on his back. Is this the appreciation that we are showing by Allah for his sacrifices? The life that is gone is gone. We cannot bring back a single second. But the life that remains, keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the tawfiq of 5 times Salat and for the men folk with Jamaat as far as possible to fast in Ramadan, to give Zakat if due, to go for Hajj if first, to fulfill the rights of parents, children, wives, and the rights of the husbands, and the rights of everyone else. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham.
Garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya.
We know, we acknowledge that we are most sinful, but where do we go, my Allah? We have come to your door. We are tapping at your door, the door of the most merciful, with great hope of acceptance of our du'as.
Garche pur khatwa hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khatwa hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ka ummi.
Hey Rabbi Kareem, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah, with burial in Baqi. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us, and especially in Hajjatul Wida. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he prayed for us. In the plains of Arafat, with his 124,000 shining stars, he cried, and he cried, and he cried, from Zohar till Maghrib. We get tired, by Allah, in a few minutes. The masoom Nabi, sinless Nabi, most pure and pak, and he's extending his begging bowls, his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, he's extending his Mubarak hands before you and crying for us. Ya Allah, in his du'as, he expressed himself. Before you, as no one can ever express. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are writing examinations, give them success. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with a pious, righteous, compatible marriage partner. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, after this majlis of zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering, the diseases, the sicknesses, the tests and trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand or begging bowl before you this part of the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, with your kindness and fazal, remove the suffering, difficulties and hardships. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. All those who have passed away, fill the graves with nur. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their family members kithan kin sabr jameel ajr azim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.